Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The longtime voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese, will be a guest on the show with us this morning at 11 a.m. an hour from now. Good morning. Tomorrow night, Washington at Philadelphia for first place in the NFC East, midway through the month of November. The Eagles are 7-2. They're a half game in front. They are used to these spotlight games, you know, in the back half of the schedule, November, December, January. One year ago, almost to the day, they were 8-1 through nine games, not 7-2, and they were getting ready for a Monday night Super Bowl rematch against the Chiefs at Arrowhead. In the last 7 years, we know the difference. Philly has been to the postseason six times. They've been to two Super Bowls, 1-1. Washington hasn't had a winning season in the last 7 years. They're on their way to their first in 8 years. Two totally different franchises in recent years. We know this as fans of this team and of the division, but we kind of think there's good reason to believe that things are changing. And I think there's legitimate reasons to think that things are changing. The biggest change, of course, number one on the list, is a total ownership change. There's really no close number two to that, because Dan was such a constant obstruction to winning for 25 years. But he's gone, and the adults are running the show for the first time, and it's paid off. And it's paid off faster than anybody could have hoped for. I mean, the wildest of dreams didn't have a 7-2 start in the first full year of the first general manager hired by new ownership and the first head coach hired by new ownership and the first quarterback drafted by new ownership. I mean, the reason for the immediate turnaround rather than, you know, a slow build is they've gotten a lot of things right so far, it would appear. The coach and the quarterback in particular appear to be the right choices. It's pretty hard to win in the NFL with, you know, at least without having at least one of those two, coach, quarterback, and they seem to have gotten both right. It's early. We've talked about this all season long. You know, every time we say it's too early, you know, it's now a couple of games beyond it's too early, but it hasn't even been one season yet. It's been 10 games, but these 10 games have revealed a few things. You know, they have revealed that the general manager, Adam Peters, is a real general manager, something that this franchise hasn't had in forever. And moreover, he's in lockstep with the head coach that he hired, you know, on the kind of team that they want and the kind of players it will take to get the team that they want. The head coach, who had already taken a team to a Super Bowl, has been a big reveal so far. He's a true leader, and he attracted a first-rate staff, including an offensive coordinator who was sought after by teams like Chicago, who just fired their offensive coordinator yesterday, and the Raiders. But he picked here, and it was a good match with the quarterback that they wanted to take in the April draft. Another thing that's been revealed, clearly, they drafted a very talented quarterback whose style is a perfect fit for today's NFL. And beyond the talent, which is elite, he appears to have a lot of the rest of it. The work ethic, the football IQ, an unflappable calm and poise. That's a given. You know, there are still some issues and concerns, health being number one on the list. But yeah, a new owner, a real GM, a coach who the GM is on the same page with, and the quarterback, that can sometimes lead to a much faster turnaround in the NFL. The NFL is really not about, you know, long-term rebuilds. There are medium rebuilds. You know, there are, in cases like Washington, this could have been viewed more realistically as, look, it's going to take a year or two, but, you know, it's not going to take five if they get these things right. But they seem to have nailed everything. And the quarterback in particular, because he had all of this experience and because the game seems to fit so perfectly and because he's got the work ethic and he's got the IQ and he's got all of these other things, that's really kind of expedited the turnaround. You know, new owner, real GM, a coach, the quarterback, 7-3. But I talked last week on Friday before the weekend that would, you know, end with Pittsburgh-Washington on Sunday in that game. I said these two games back-to-back could not have come at a better time because it's now, you know, we're more than halfway into the season and you're going to get tested by two franchises that win, that have a culture of winning, that have a culture of winning in a very kind of physical, bully-style ball way. They're used to playing in these games. Even the team that we played last week, even though they had a brand-new quarterback, the quarterback is a Super Bowl-winning quarterback, probably a Hall of Fame quarterback when his time is done. And you're going to get tested in a way that will give us an indication. It may not be, you know, the conclusion for this year, but a strong indication of what this team's truly capable of. You know, is it just going to be a playoff team? You know, a wild card six seed who goes on the road and plays San Francisco and loses, you know, out in the Bay Area in the first round? Or is it going to be a division winner that hosts one playoff game and maybe more than one and has a chance to go deep into January? And I think that these back-to-back games are kind of that discussion, that indication's truth-telling moment. You know, it doesn't mean they can't get better. They still have six games left after tomorrow night. Six. And none of the six, with the exception really of the rematch with Philadelphia, is a game that you would say you're not at least equal to the team, if not better. Atlanta is pretty bad defensively, and they come here late in the season, and their fan base doesn't travel. So you're not going to have the situation that you had Sunday, or you might have when Philly is here in late December for what, you know, could be the game of the season. But you're going to, you know, you're going to have a really good feel. I think there's a lot that we're going to learn from tomorrow night. Now, there is the issue of this is a banged up football team heading into this one. There is the issue of, you know, our team played a down to the wire, you know, crazy game, which was draining. And by the way, took some players physically. And we don't think that tomorrow night will give us our first glimpse of our trade deadline acquisition, Marshawn Lattimore. That may have to wait until after Thursday night in the mini bye that gives them 10 days prior to their next game. And Philadelphia basically had a cakewalk over the freshman team in Dallas at this point. They provided absolutely no resistance at all. And Philly was able to basically play their entire roster like it was a scrimmage from the summer, you know, in the third and fourth quarter on the road, where Dallas at home this year has been emasculated now three times by the Saints, the Lions, and the Eagles. I mean, that combined score, Denton, added up. I mean, it was 44-19, 47-9, and 34-6 in the sunshine of Jerry World. I mean, that's about as bad as anybody's been beaten at home in a season in a long time. Look, we got, boat raced five or six times last year. I mean, embarrassing results. I mean, totally non-competitive games against teams like, the Dolphins here and others. But I don't know if anybody's lost three games at home by that margin in the same season. But tomorrow night is big. Tomorrow night is a big truth-telling moment and a big indication of what this season will end up being in terms of, is it really a contending team in the NFC, or is it just a playoff team in the NFC? Because I don't think it's less than a playoff team. I mean, when you've won seven times, I don't really care what the schedule says at this point, because the schedule actually now indicates that a game that you thought you were beating a bad team in the moment actually may be the most impressive win of the season, and that is the 42-14 win at Arizona. I know how they played against the two best teams on their schedule. They lost those games to the Ravens and the Steelers, but they certainly had opportunities in both of those games. And so that is, I think, telling as to this is a playoff team at the very least. I mean, they'll get to 10. I mean, they've got seven left. I can't see them losing more than four of those seven. And 10 puts them solidly in as a wild card. You know, probably a six seed, maybe a seven, perhaps not a five, in which you'd go to the four-seeded team. And at this point, the four seed might be the NFC West winner, which may be a team that's much better at the end of the year than they are right now, a team like San Francisco. But I want to ask the following question about where you think this team is right now in this season that has been a surprise. You know, I've mentioned the recalibration of the recalibration, because it started with most of you believing, and even my ridiculous preseason prediction, it wasn't necessarily tongue-in-cheek, the 10-7, but I certainly thought it was way out on a limb, and I wasn't expecting it necessarily to come true. I had some hope that Jaden would be ready to roll right from the jump and would be a really good quarterback in his rookie year, but not this. No one could have expected this. And after the Cincinnati game, it was like, what do we have here? 2-1, and they just went on the road and beat the Bengals. And they scored 38, and the quarterback was sensational. The Cardinals game in the moment was impressive, but we thought we beat, a team that wasn't very good. The win over the Browns was not impressive. The Browns had a quarterback that was disinterested in playing football. I think the close loss against the Ravens was telling, and maybe people started to think, Panthers, Bears, Giants coming up. Could they actually get, two of the three and get to 6-3? No, they got all three of them and got to 7-2. And I think in some ways the Hail Mary throw against the Bears said, maybe this is just one of those years for teams, where everything seems to go right. And then not everything went right against Pittsburgh, but they lost a game by 1 point to a team coming off a bye week that was healthier than they've been all year long. And Washington was missing key pieces. Brian Robinson Jr. would have been a difference maker in that game. There were a couple of missed plays, a couple of drop balls, a 4th-and-9, spot of the ball that was controversial at the very least. I want to know from you guys two things. One, where is this headed right now at 7-3? Where do you think this ends up in the regular season? And two, do you agree with me that tomorrow night is a big tell for what is to come? And if so, describe what you think we'll learn about the team tomorrow night in the game against Philadelphia. I'll give you my answers to both of those when we come back. Denton will also. And we'll open up phone lines at 301-230-0980. You've been, you know, throughout the season saying, okay, they looks like they're going to be better than we thought. And then it's like, wow, they might actually contend for the playoffs to, whoo, this is a playoff team. Where are you now on this team? You know, what is it that you think this is going to end up being in 2024? And then what do you think we'll learn about this team tomorrow night? 301-230-0980. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.